The presidential campaign is always rife with sharp rhetoric and catchphrases. In 1992, Bill Clinton rode the slogan, "It's the economy, stupid," to the Oval Office. This time around, the race for the White House may be summed up by the phrase, "War and the American Presidency." That's also the title of a new book by one of the preeminent experts on the presidency, Arthur M. Schlesinger. The 86-year-old historian served in the Kennedy White House and has won 2 Pulitzer Prizes for his writing. Now he is back with more insights on what he calls the imperial presidency. Tavis recently spoke with Schlesinger from our New York bureau and asked him why he wrote this book now.
Because I felt that the re-election of President Bush would be a mandate for further wars. The noises coming out of the administration suggests that not satisfied with the war in Afghanistan and a war in Iraq, the shift in foreign policy from containment and deterrence, which won us the Cold War, to preventive war is a fatal shift. And I think it casts the United States as the world's judge, jury, and executioner. It has isolated the United States. When one thinks of 9/11 and the wave of international sympathy that engulfs the America, 3 years later, America is the most unpopular country in the world, hated today as it never has in American history.
In 1973, when you coined the term the imperial presidency, what did you mean then? Take me back to 73 when you actually put this phrase out in the American lexicon.
The Constitution envisages a strong president and a strong system of accountability. The imperial presidency emerges when the system of accountability is weakened and the system of presidential strength is increased. And I felt that this was happening in the days of Nixon. Nixon told David Frost, when the president does something, it can't be illegal. I think the president is subject to the same laws, same constitution, as every American citizen.
Let me ask you how, historically speaking, how war has shaped the presidency and how presidency, in reverse, has shaped the wars that we fought.
War always increases the power of the executive, because the Congress feels that the President of the United States has superior sources of information, and also Congress often does not want to take the responsibility of decision. Nonetheless, the Constitution gives Congress the exclusive power to authorize war. This has been passed over to the President. As Abraham Lincoln said, no one man should hold this power of peace and war.
I hear your assessment of George W. Bush. Let me ask you if you have any reason to believe that John Kerry would handle matters of war and peace any better than George W. Bush.
Yes, I think John Kerry understands the fact that we cannot achieve our goals without allies in international institutions. George Bush feels that we are the only military superpower in the world, unchallenged and unchallengeable. John F. Kennedy once said, the American people are neither omnipotent nor omniscient. We are only 6% of the population, world's population. We cannot impose our will upon the other 94%. Therefore, there cannot be an American solution to every world problem. John Kerry understands that. He understands the role of international institutions. He understands the role of allies. And he understands that the Americans are not omniscient or omnipotent.
Let me offer this as an exit question. Since you have such wonderful perspective on this thing called the presidency, what issue, on what matter do you think Americans ought to be paying most attention when it comes to electing whoever we're going to elect as president come November? What do you suggest that we focus on in making that decision as American voters?
I think we focus on the mistaken war in Iraq. I was all in favor of the war against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, but I felt to move on false grounds into Iraq was a recipe for disaster. If we'd concentrated on Afghanistan, Osama bin Laden might have been crushed and the resurgent Taliban would be under control and we would have had a stable Afghanistan. But instead, Bush made a great mistake invading Iraq without a plan for the exit or without a plan for the reconstruction of Iraq. And the consequences are horrible to see. It's a quagmire.
Arthur M. Schlesinger is author, historian, and presidential scholar. His new book is War and the American Presidency. He joined us today from our bureau in New York City. Mr. Schlesinger, an honor to have you on the program. Delighted to talk to you today.
Thank you.